Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. She's a little bit gospel, and he's a little bit folk, but together, Hope and Tim bridge these genres to produce a sound that's smooth and soulful and a bit unconventional. As October's Sounds from the Lounge featured artist, Hope and Tim Glenn, are going to be with us to talk about the music that embraces history and politics and love. And Tim Glenn is a singer-songwriter. He's the guitar and vocals part of the duo, Hope and Tim. Hope, who's on vocals, unfortunately couldn't be with us. But fortunately, you'll get to hear her sing as we go along this morning. Tim Glenn joins me in the studio. Tim, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, you can hear and see video clips of Hope and Tim on KCPW's website, kcpw.org. KCPW.org. They are the featured artist this month from our Sounds from the Lounge series. And you can join our conversation if you like. If you're a fan of Hope and Tim, what do you want to know about this dynamic duo? You can call us 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Tim Glenn, you and Hope are a husband and wife duo. Mm-hmm. How long have you been together?
We have been married for 4 years, and we actually got married pretty quick, so not together for much longer.
Okay, and how long have you been performing together?
We have sort of been performing for the last 2 years. When we originally met, that was a big draw, that we would be able to play together and write music together, but it took a lot longer than we expected. It was a lot harder to sort of figure out how the other person works and how they like to sing and write and all those fun things.
So how did you work that out? Maybe you can describe the collaboration that you've come to and how it evolved.
Sure. Yeah. It was a really tough process because just my writing style didn't really match her vocal style, and she is by far a better singer than me. So I always knew that I wanted her to be the singer. And so personally, I sort of spent a lot of time with the kind of music that she likes to listen to, which is really kind of a lot of stuff from the 60s.
Like who?
Well, Bob Dylan's a big influence for her, and obviously I was listening to that too, but a lot of old R&B and soul singers like Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye and Sam Cooke, people like that. That was really who she identified with. That's who she listened to constantly, and
What was it about that group that really drew her out, like really spoke to her?
Hope is a sucker for vocals that make you feel, and that's really all it was. Anybody that's got a lot of soul in their voice, she will be drawn to immediately. So it was really, I mean, it wasn't necessarily the lyrics or the politics or whatever at the time. It was really just the feeling that they were conveying in their vocals.
So what are you saying? You don't have soul? What are you drawn to?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm sort of all over the map. I don't really have any specific thing that I'm drawn to. For the longest time, I sort of identified myself as someone who doesn't listen to the lyrics, and I only listen to the music, but that is so absolutely not true anymore. I'm sort of just all over the place. It's really hard to pin down.
Well, let's let our listeners pin you down. Let's listen to a clip from Hope and Tim. This is from your Sounds from the Lounge recordings here at KCPW. This is a song called Old John. What do you want to say about it before we take a listen?
Sure. This is actually the first song that we co-wrote together. So I came up with the music for this song, and we sat down and tried to figure out some melodies, and I let Hope kind of go off and write some lyrics and do her own thing. So this is a really special song because it's sort of, it's that first one. So
this is titled Old John, performed by Hope and Tim here at KCPW. By and by, lot of soul. You can totally see that come through. There seems to be a gospel tinge there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she's definitely inspired by a lot of old gospel music and things in that field or that genre.
Mm-hmm. How do you characterize what you do? Alt country, folk? I mean, what is it?
Gosh,
is there
hard.
A label?
I would just, we put it under Americana / folk. That's sort of what we've decided. But I mean, all those labels are kind of, there's so many fringes to all the labels and it's really hard to pin down one thing. So I'm sticking with Americana folk, but I wouldn't argue with anything else.
That sounds good. Tim Glenn, he's a singer-songwriter, part of the duo Hope and Tim, and they are the featured artists for our online music series Sounds from the Lounge for October. You can check it out at kcpw.org. If you'd like to join us, we're talking to Tim Glenn about his music and his relationship with his partner, Hope. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. So you've sort of worked out this songwriting collaboration. What does it look like today? I mean, do you have a tune in mind and say, hey, Hope, maybe set some words to this? Or does she say, oh, I really want to write a song about X? Or how does that work?
At this point, it's the easiest way to do it so far, you know, where we are right now, is for me to kind of sit down with the guitar. I write most of the songs, and I'll decide whether a certain song is going to be a Hope song or if it's going to be my song. And if I decide that, you know, specifically this is going to be a Hope song, I'll have her come in and figure out a melody with me, because she's a much better singer. So we'll figure out a melody together. But lyrically and as far as arrangement and composition, that's generally kind of on my shoulders. And then she gets the easy part of coming in and looking good.
I understand you grew up here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Hope is from?
She's from South Texas, and she went to school in Austin. And so that's sort of where she comes from. That's what she likes to claim is Austin. So
how'd you guys hook up?
It's actually a pretty crazy story. We both moved to Boulder, Colorado the same week, and then we met each other. I went to go live with some friends on their couch, and she just wanted to live by mountains, and then we just happened to meet up. And she actually didn't like me at all. She's 2 years older than me, and we were pretty young, and so she sort of shunned me originally. And then I sort of worked with the pickaxe and finally got through. And from there, we've been a pretty good match.
Let's take a listen to another cut. This is called The Village. Tell us about The Village.
Sure. This is a song actually I wrote after I'd watched No Direction Home, the Bob Dylan documentary. Mm-hmm. And it was a really cool moment for me, because I'd sort of been beating myself up about sounding like other artists and maybe ripping other artists off. And in that movie, all of Bob Dylan's early friends or peers were saying that he was sort of a chameleon and he would kind of rip people off. And it was a really cool moment for my self-esteem to say, well, if Bob Dylan ripped people off, then surely I'm allowed to. So this is sort of not a direct ripoff, but it was sort of inspired by that movie.
This is The Village by Hope and Tim.
Hey, you got some envy on your heart. Heart left on your sleeve. Hey, you never walked a mile, but your shoes are still filled with dirt. It's okay, they never knew you from the start. Knocking on your door. It's the priest and the king and the great deaf and blind senator. They say, hey son, what's your name and where is your vote? We've been working so hard for you.
Your own voice. You've got some lungs there. Oh. It's good. It's good.
Thanks.
You said this is a ripoff. What's this derivative of?
Well, it was honestly, I'm watching the movie and I'm listening to Bob Dylan songs and then sort of like picked up the guitar and started playing that riff. And so in that way, it's a ripoff. But in another way, it's sort of kind of an angry song, a little bit of a political songs.
So. Got an edge to it.
Yeah.
Nice. On your Facebook page, you refer to Hope's baby bump. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How far along are you guys?
She is over 5 months. I think she's going to be in her third trimester sometime this week. It's on our calendar.
Is the pregnancy affecting her ability to sing? I mean, the breath and everything is located in that general area. Is that tough for her?
Yeah, we were just playing two nights ago. And as we were driving home, she was talking about how hard it was to get breath. And she still sounded great, but she said it was just so much harder to hit the notes and hold them. So, yes, it definitely is. And for that reason, we're sort of holding off on a lot of future shows and stuff. We're kind of taking a bit of a break. Yeah.
Well, our listeners can still enjoy it online, kcpw.org. Let's take a listen to one last cut. This is titled To Be King. Introduce us, would you, Tim?
Yeah, sure. This is another song that we co-wrote together. It was one of those ones that I sort of wrote the lyrics to and tried to sing myself and said, Hope will sound much better singing this song. And it's just got that real kind of gospel sort of sound. It was actually inspired by music like The Band and Van Morrison and stuff like that. It's kind of where I was, what I was listening to at the time. So lyrically, it's sort of maybe a secret and should stay one.
All right. This is Hope and Tim performing To Be King. Tim Glenn, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And again, you can see and hear video clips of Hope and Tim on our website, kcpw.org. Just click on the Sounds from the Lounge tab. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, a new documentary exploring the history of liquor in Utah. Join us for that tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.